Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So as part of our foundations of building our crochet business, let's talk about social media. So social media can have several functions, but its best one is growing your audience and showing them what you're about. You can use social media to sell. You can use it to grow your profit, but I found it's most effective when you just try to connect with new people and grow that audience. Grow the number of people who see your crochet and what you have to offer. But social media does take a lot of work. To use it effectively and to really see those results, and it can bring you absolutely amazing results. But to do that, you've got to put the work in and you've got to be consistent. Social media is all about being social. And I know that's no great revelation, it says it in the title. Social media is about being social and using media to do it. And so you have to play their game. So the fantastic thing about social media is that it's free. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, X, whatever platform it is, it's free to use. And as a business, that's a big perk. But it's also a big drawback. If you've heard the phrase, you get what you pay for, social media is a prime example of it. You get to use the platform for free, but one, you have to play by the rules. Two, you've got to put a lot of time in. Business links on social media get pushed down. They get pushed down the feed and you will not reach as many people. Because the aim of these platforms is to keep people on that platform for as long as possible. They don't want them clicking links and moving off their site. They want them to stay put. And so you've got to get creative. You've got to get that interaction going. Because the more you get people to interact with you and be social, the more people that will see your posts in their feed. And then you can put links in and get them to your selling sites, wherever that may be. But you've got to be prepared to play by their rules. So these rules are often called the algorithm. And in business groups, you will always see complaints about how the algorithm changes and how it's not fair and all this and the other. There's a lot of whinging going on about the algorithm. You'll also see people saying that they know how to beat the algorithm, which I'll tell you now is a lot of nonsense. You cannot beat the algorithm. You can learn to play by their rules and that will give you the biggest benefit. You can do that, but you can't beat it. The algorithm is simply the set of rules that are put in place to run the site. That's it. It's the rules that governs how the thing works. You can't beat it. You can play along with it. And the more you play along with it, the better the results you'll get. So when it comes to choosing your platform, choose one. You don't need to be everywhere. Pick one. And use it well. You can make your crochet business be a success on any platform, but only if you are using it well. And if you're trying to do them all, then you're spreading yourself so thin that you simply won't get results. So pick one and put all your effort into that. If you prefer using Facebook, use Facebook. If you prefer using Instagram, use Instagram. You prefer using X to use X. It doesn't matter. Just pick one. Pick the one that suits you. You will find your audience there. They are everywhere. There are millions of people in this world. There are millions of people in your country. I guarantee you, you will find your audience no matter which one, which the social media platforms you choose to use. You've just got to avoid the temptation of going for the shiny object syndrome and thinking that the grass must be greener on the other side. If you put in the work, if you learn to use that platform to its best effect, it will work for you. So stick with one. You'll see big brands on every platform, but the big brands have teams. They have people working for them to get their social media done. They're not doing it all by themselves. When you are just a team of one, you simply do not have the time to be everywhere. You pick one platform. You pick that platform and you use it to the greatest effect that you can. And that means using all the features. So if you're on Facebook, have a page, a business page, have a group attached to your business, and make sure you use them. Think of your page as the shop window. You are showing people what you are about. You are showing them what they might find inside. You are tempting them in. And your group is inside the shop. You've already tempted them in, and now you've got to show off everything you have and show them why they should buy and what the value is. But how do you find people to come look at your shop in the first place? You use other people's groups. You use other people's pages. I don't mean hijack them and put your own posts in there. I mean get talking. Go into the comments and chat with other people. Go into groups and make posts that they might find interesting and get chatting. And if they are interested in what you have to say, they will click on your profile. You optimize your profile, ready for this. They will see your banner and your shop link, your page link even, and they will click and go to find out more. If you're thinking, this sounds like it's going to take a lot of time and effort, yes it is. But it comes back to the age-old quote, you get what you pay for. If you're getting something for free, you have to pay for it in time. And that's the way it works. If you pay for a platform, you need less time to use it. It's a catch-22. You're going to pay somehow. It's just up to you whether you're paying with time or your money. Social media, you're paying with your time. So Facebook, you can also use stories. There is a Facebook shop feature for you to use. I don't especially recommend it, but it is there as a tool. And of course, Facebook also owns Instagram, which is a different social media platform, and it's used in a different way. On Instagram, you have your grid. You can post pictures to it. They have to look amazing. So if your photography isn't up to snuff, Instagram is probably not the platform for you because it's all visual. You need to research your hashtags. You need to get in with reels. You need to get your videos going. You need to do all the things. If you're using X, get prepared to post multiple times a day. You have to put a lot of tweets out there. What do they call them now? I know it used to be Twitter and tweets, but what do X call their poster? I don't know. I don't use that platform. But I do know you have to post multiple times a day because the X feed moves so fast. You have to be prepared to put that work in, no matter which platform you use. YouTube is now becoming more social. You can now put posts into your YouTube feed. You can now have memberships on YouTube. You can have communities. It's transforming itself more to the social side. But to use that, you've also got to be prepared to put the video content out. So there is a lot of work to do there as well. And all this work is why you only choose one. But choose the one that suits you best. Choose the one that makes you feel most comfortable using it. And then put the work in. So when people comment on your pages and on your posts, make sure you reply to them. Try and get a conversation going. Because social media wants you to be social. And the more social you are, it will reward you with more people seeing your posts in their feed. This comes back to how the algorithm works, because only a small percentage of your followers will ever see your post. And the only way to get more people to see your posts, if you're not going to pay for ads, which you don't have to, you can do this completely organically, you can do this completely for free if you're willing to put the time in. The only way to get more people to see your post is to be more social. Social media will reward you for being social by having more of your followers see your posts. And that's how you get it going. You've got to do that work. You've got to have that interaction. You've got to go into other groups. You've got to go onto other pages and you have to chat. And yes, it takes time. It takes effort. You have to create engaging content. You have to create posts that also builds the know, like and trust factor. People need to get to know you. They have to know that they like your crochet. They love the sound of what you do. And you have to make sure that they begin to trust your brand. But you got to put the work in. Social media is a fantastic tool for growing an audience quickly. But it comes at a cost of it takes a lot of time. So you need a plan. You need to plan out the purpose of your social media. What are you going to do with these people once they're following you? Are you going to give them links to your shop so they can buy from you? Are you going to get them to sign up to your newsletter so that you can communicate with them more directly and with longer form content? Do you want them to go to your website and have a look around? What do you want them to do? You need a call to action. You need to let them know what you want them to do. Because people are not going to go rummaging around trying to figure out what they're supposed to do when you post something. You have to tell them. And you have to tell them bluntly. We have got so used to everything being served up to us on a silver platter that we no longer go looking for information. If the information is not there in front of us, we're unlikely to go and find it, especially on social media, because we can just scroll on. We don't like hard work. We want everything there for us. So if you put a pretty picture of your crochet up, you need to tell them what it is. Is it available to buy? And how do they buy it? Is it something you've made that you are wanting to sell? Is it a pattern that they can buy to make themselves? Is it a course so you can teach them how to make it and how to crochet things like this? Tell them exactly what it is, how they buy, and please put the price on there. People have this thing about not putting prices on social media, but I promise you it will lose you sales if you don't. It doesn't matter what your competitors are charging. It matters what you're charging. And people need to know that, because if people believe you are not in their price range, they're off. You will lose customers by not having prices on there, because then you're hiding something. And people don't like it when people are hiding things. They think it's a bit shady. They'll be off. So you need to make sure all this information is available. But the biggest number one thing about social media, be consistent. Because if you disappear from someone's feed, they're not going to come looking for you. You will simply be forgotten. So if you're going to use social media as one of your big strategies for getting an audience, building it and using it for sales, you have to be consistent. And there are tools out there to help you do that. There are scheduling platforms. Facebook has its own native scheduler and Instagram. Meta Business Suite handled both of them. And you can schedule things up to 6 weeks in advance. You can also get platforms like RecurPost. You can schedule everything in for months in advance, and you can give it a bank of content that it will recycle. So once it's finished, all the things you have planned, it'll go back to the beginning and repost them all again. So I use RecurPost because I am terrible with my social media. I always forget to post. So I have this bank of content that goes out, and I just need to add enough that it's not repeating too often. And it's an absolute lifesaver for me because social media is my weak point. I know that, and so I use the tools to help me combat that problem. But when using social media, just know that its limitations are there. It does take a lot of time to get maximum results. If it's not your strong point, if it's not something that you enjoy doing, it's not going to be a good strategy for you. You have to play the game. You have to be social. You have to do all the things to get it to work at its best for you. So if social media isn't for you, this is not the end of the world. You should have a social media presence because people will go and check you out if they find you elsewhere. But if it's not for you, do not put all your eggs in this basket. You have other options. You can use newsletters. You can use YouTube and Pinterest. You can use your selling sites to get found on Google. Not being a fan of social media is not a block to growing a crochet business. It just means that you need a different strategy, and they do exist. So if you're going to use social media and have it as part of your strategy, be consistent and use it the way they want you to. You've got to play the game to get the results. In more upcoming episodes, I'm going to talk more about the foundations, and I will talk more about other strategies that you can use as well, including newsletters, because they are big. About marketing and different revenue streams that will also help you get found on Google. So stress not if social media is not for you. There are other ways. And I'll be coming back with more in future episodes. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.